This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
Good morning, Oregon, Washington, and the world. This is Press Watch, a weekly counter-propaganda and left opinion program here on your people-supported free radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm Teresa Mitchell. Join me for a brief peek behind the video veil of Monopoly media manipulation and an examination of the news you're not supposed to know. Fix the debt? F the debt. More on that later. We got so much to talk about, so little time. 30-minute show, gonna raise $1,000, need 20 people to be calling in. You're one of them, okay, because you care about actually moving against corporate control of the United States in this area. Gonna have so much more information about that. I just listened, you know, why do I do Press Watch? I listened to an NPR piece. I love NPR for so many reasons. But there's some things about them I really don't like. I listened to a piece, maybe you heard it a couple days ago, about the genocidalist Guatemalan dictator Efrain Rios Montt. NPR had all sorts of detail about how the guy acted to obliterate and torture whole villages, etc., in the 80s. And the piece went on for a few minutes. It qualifies it for the in-depth reporting, you know, slot. Except for one thing, NPR never uttered the phrase U.S. Central Intelligence Agency. Now look, the CIA promoted, groomed, supplied, gave intelligence and directions and logistics for Efrain Rios Montt's killing spree. He was their baby. On behalf of greedhead U.S. corporations who wanted full tax-free extraction in Guatemala, oil companies, United Fruit. So, NPR omitting this fact in reporting Efrain Rios Montt going to trial for his horrible war crimes is like reporting that Neil Armstrong walked on the moon the other day without mentioning NASA or rockets. But that's typical for NPR. Because, you know, when it comes to anything that the population needs to be kind of kept in line about. Oh, you know, for example, stories about persons who want to rid their homeland from invaders, become insurgents and guerrillas, anything like that. You don't get the news, but you get the news here on KBOO Portland. I want you to join up here because it is so important to get the truth out and to keep repeating the truth. Otherwise, it just goes into the memory hole. And that's what NPR was counting on in referring to Efrain Rios Montt. Oh, that bad man. Oh, where did he come from? Gosh, where did we hear that name before? He is the CIA's man. Your tax dollars at work. I mean, my God. So coming up in a couple minutes here, I'm going to be joined by some people are going to tell you how to join KBOO. I'm going to suggest that, 20 of you join up. Now, some of y'all haven't done this before, but it's easy. One of the things we like to do is take sustaining membership levels. So it'd be like $5 a month or $10 a month or $20 a month. Let's say the $5 a month would be your fellow traveler level. You get, a KBOO t-shirt or a mug or something. $10 a month, I did that for many years. That'll be your compañero level. And for you subcomandantes out there, okay, I'm kidding. My tongue is firmly in my cheek. I'm talking with my tongue in my cheek. You give us that money. We have some tchotchkes, but really, you get nothing substantial out of it. You're not getting ahead in terms of material goods. No, you're supporting what you believe in. So keep that in mind, because in just a couple of minutes we're coming out. Now I said we're going to talk about F the debt, but we've got some headlines. Headline number one. Authorities in Japan say an outage at Fukushima Power Station, you know, the one that cut off the power to the cooling pools, those cooling pools that are so unsteady, especially after the explosion, that constantly have to have cool water circulated into them, need power all the time, remember those? And when they have a power outage, you only have so many hours before it starts to boil, and it can only boil so long before it gets to a critical point, and it becomes another worldwide disaster. Well, the outage at Fukushima Power Station may have been caused by a rat. A rat. Now, the other thing that you need to know about Fukushima is that that disaster is getting worse all the time. You think it's in the past, but it's not. The cesium, strontium, ruthenium, iodine-131, all of these toxic substances are spreading. They're spreading, some of it, the heavier elements are spreading under the surface of the Pacific Ocean. They're being spread by tuna, for one thing. Migrating fish like tuna are spreading them. And that's why I keep taking Geiger counter readings. I take Geiger counter readings in Portland. I use this device. I'm going to hold it up here so you can hear it. And let's see if you can get a tick or two out of that. Come on. Here we go. Come on, tick for me. Oh, it's very quiet here. It's good that we're not very... here we go. We're not very radioactive in the studio, I'm glad to say. But the highest readings I've gotten in Portland, usually background is and is supposed to be around 9 counts per minute. So I've gotten 32 off moss in a tree downtown. I've gotten double shortly after the Fukushima explosions. I got double background by testing TriMet interior bus filters. So in other words, the material that was floating here in the air from those explosions was in the air. And German and U.S. computer modeling shows that something like at least 4% of that cesium and strontium will get to our shores in the next 8 years, will start arriving in the next few years. And that is extremely bad news. And it's already arriving in the fish. And now I am joined by two experts in raising money for KBOO Portland, talking about CC Writer and Mr. Delicious, also known as Carlos.
Almost forgot about Will. Mr. Delicious.
Well, it's a great pleasure to be here. It's a great pleasure to be working with Teresa Mitchell and, of course, Carlos Chavez, also known as CC Rider. And we're talking to you folks today to try and raise some money for this wonderful radio station where you get this unique programming. And we're hoping you can call us at 877-500-5266 anytime in the very near future to donate some money. We have lots of great gifts we can give away with your donation. Say if you donate $10 a month, that's $120 a year. We have a Great Democracy Now! T-shirt. And what are the other gifts we have today?
There's a lot of different things. For just a $60 minimum donation, you can get the KBOO ceramic mug. You can get the KBOO Air T-shirt, which is basically KBOO's engineer room. It's a picture of the engineer room with some really cool designs on it. The KBOO vintage.
Are you pictured on that? Because I know you're an engineer.
No.
That's not you?
Nope, not on this one.
Because we lost Hugo Chavez recently, and that was a great tragedy, but we do have Carlos Chavez.
The other Chavez, yeah. Actually, there's two other Chavezes here at KBOO.
Yeah. Also about the other one. She's going to be on today, isn't she?
Yeah, she's part of the news department. Yeah, you'll hear her later.
Cool.
But there's two. We actually have two fill-ins here at KBOO. So we were prepared for when Hugo Chavez was kind of on his last leg. So
well, thank goodness we were prepared, and we're only able to be prepared by getting donations from you folks. We don't receive corporate underwriting. We don't receive any kind of extra money other than what you folks donate and a few local businesses find in their hearts to donate to keep this terrific organization going.
I have so many KBOO mugs from over the years, so if you join up, you can get yourself a KBOO mug. But what you really get is satisfaction knowing that you are part of actually changing things. You are part of actually getting out the news you're not supposed to know. And I have found time and again when I talk to people who have donated that they don't remember whether they received anything or not, or else they just didn't get anything. So that's fine. You don't have to. But we'd love to give you these things. And what is it that we can get for the subcomandante level?
Subcomandante level.
We have a KBOO balaclava.
That's right. You can be abducted in the middle of the night by U.S. security forces and tortured for years.
We have orange.
That's a great segue.
That's for you at 877-500-5266. And actually that spells out 877-500-KBOO. And we really do need you to call right now. And, it sounds quiet. It sounds like the engineer has let me go back to my programming already. So in that case, I'll thank you, Carlos and Will. We've got them all primed up. They're ready to call in. I'm sure that you will call in now as I give another headline item and get down to the F the debt topic of this program. Five Katrinas a decade. That's what climate guest blogger is saying. Aslak Grinstead via the Niels Bohr Institute, is saying on thinkprogress.org, briefly saying, by examining the frequency of extreme storm surges in the past, previous research has shown that there was an increasing tendency for storm hurricane surges when the climate was warmer. But how much will it get? How much worse will it get as temperatures rise in the future? How many extreme storm surges like that from Hurricane Katrina, which hit the U.S. coast in 2005, will there be as a result of global warming? New research from the Niels Bohr Institute shows that there will be a tenfold increase in frequency if the climate becomes 2 degrees Celsius warmer. The extreme storm surge from Superstorm Sandy in the autumn of last year flooded large sections of New York and other coastal cities in the region. New research shows that such hurricane surges will become more frequent in a warmer climate. Tropical cyclones rise over warm ocean surfaces with strong evaporation and warming of air. They typically form in the Atlantic Ocean and move towards the U.S. East Coast and the Gulf of Mexico. The statistical models are used to predict the number of hurricane surges 100 years into the future. How much worse will it be per degree of global warming? How many Katrinas per decade? There's been a Katrina magnitude storm surge every 20 years, and they say we find that 0.4 degrees Celsius warming of the climate corresponds to a doubling of the frequency of extreme storm surges. So climate change, just getting more real all the time. But who's in charge? Corporations. And what can we do about it? Well, you could join KBOO, where we give you the truth about them. There are a couple of points I'd like to make today if I have time. The first is that there is no shortage of money in the United States. The debt is bogus. You know, we have the debt because of the collapse of the derivatives market and the ensuing failure of the economy in 2008. The debt was 1.2% in 2007. Now it's 11%. That's because of the destruction of the Glass-Steagall Act. So don't let anyone tell you that we have a debt problem because, oh, people are spending profligately. People are spending too much money. You know, that's the billionaires pointing their fingers at you, which they will continue to do. And that's what I want to talk about. There's no reason not to move to real remediation of the economic disaster that we have in the United States, where half the people, let's face it, half the people cannot get sufficient work to move ahead in their lives. Isn't that true? Even if you have a job, it's likely that you have a job that does not pay the bills well enough, that your bills are too high, that you can't afford the capitalist-based health care, health denial system. There's no reason, when you look at the figures I'm going to give you, not to immediately forgive all student debt and mortgage arrears. Yes, we have that much money. I'll explain. The amount of money that I'm talking about is real. It's here. It vastly exceeds the socially distributed shortage that has caused so much misery. I want to name names. I want to count numbers. And the second point that I want to get to is that the whole re-depression has been intentionally brought about by persons manipulating the political process to their advantage in the United States. Now let's dig in, shall we? I want to begin with some information, part of it from alternet.org, article by Paul Buchheit. Corporations have simply stopped paying their taxes, using the 2008 recession as an excuse to plead hardship, but then never restoring their tax obligations when business got better. The facts are indisputable for over 20 years. From 1987 to 2008, corporations paid an average of 22.5% in federal taxes. Since the recession, this has dropped to 10%, even though their profits have doubled in less than 10 years. People, the problem is the super rich. The problem is the corporations. Organization PayUp now just completed a compilation of corporate tax payments over the past 5 years. Using SEC data, as reported by the companies themselves, the firms chosen are top earners who filed 10K reports through 2012. Their U.S. tax figures represent the five-year total of current payments. 64 corporate teams surveyed by that organization paid over just 8% in taxes over the five-year period. Now ask yourself, do you get to pay 8% in taxes? Do you think maybe you pay a little more than 8%? The problem is the corporate the corporations, corporate rule, billionaire rule. Now let's look at Boeing Aircraft Factory just north of here in the Seattle metro area. They're doing fine, right? So they're probably a bright spot, doing their patriotic duty, supplying jobs for dedicated American skilled workers who made them rich, right? No. In addition to receiving a refund, despite $21.5 billion in profits, Boeing Corporation ranked high in job cutting, underfunded pensions. Oh, yeah, they're grabbing those pensions, and contractor misconduct. Oh, but wait, what about another stalwart? What about our war contractor, General Electric? They've made so much moolah over the U.S. wars, which they've been rolling on their bloody way, whether there's a recession, depression, or whatever. They pay up, right? General Electric? No. General Electric has the worst tax record over 5 years with $81 billion in profits. $81 billion. And how much did they pay? They got a $3 billion refund. They paid nothing. They get money back. These corporations are day by day strangling the society by vacuuming up billions in labor-produced profits, profits that we made with our hands and our brains, and handing it to people who spend their lives engaged in the hard work of making blowhard comets and playing golf. And I'm going to talk about some of those people and name names in just a moment, but right now I'm joined by Carlos and Will, who will tell you what you can do to fight back. And please, I need 20 people to call in right now. I mean now, I mean you. Call in to fight back. $5 a month, you can do that. $20 a month if you've got steady work like I do. I pay $20 a month. You can do it too. And we do have some lovely things to pass your way, right, Will?
We really do. We have some terrific stuff available, including a T-shirt that's just, I have only just heard about it. That's absolutely hilarious. I was wondering if maybe Carlos would read to us what's on the back of this T-shirt that you can get with, what is it, a $90 pledge?
Yeah. It's a $90
pledge. $90 pledge, so less than $10
this
a month.
This is the new one.
You can get this new T-shirt. It's an olive olive color. And what's written on it there, Carlos?
KBOO Community Radio on the front, and it says, not just for commie pinko freaks, self-righteous gutter punks, drug-addicted, drug-addled peaceniks, arco-syndicalists, hippie tree huggers, gay hillbillies, militant vegans, geriatric deadheads, or the foil hat brigade anymore. Listen online at kboo.fm.
Which I love that because they put in anarcho-syndicalist because I'm the anarcho-syndicalist in the house.
Representing today?
Yeah.
Well, even if you don't qualify as any of those things, or even if you just identify with a few of them, this is a great place to send your money because we really need your donations. You are what keep this radio station going. You're part of the community that is KBOO.
And you have to call the 877 number.
That's right. That's correct. I was just about to say that.
Sorry, Will.
No problem. It's 877-500-5266. That's the number we're using right now. And if you folks can call anywhere in the U.S., but especially if you're in the local area and you're part of this KBOO community, if you call up and donate some money to keep this terrific station going.
9 minutes left to get 20 members. How many members do we have on this show right now? I can tell you already. We have bupkis, so because you're waiting. So come on, let your fingers do the walking, let your checkbook do the talking. Come on, we're talking 3 minutes on the phone. You say, yes, I'll do it. We get your name. We send you a letter. We set you up for $5, $10, $15, $20 a month, whatever. You get some goodies. That's how it works. 3 minutes.
And you feel great afterwards, and so do we.
And I know you folks are listening to the Teresa Mitchell Show because you love it as much as I do. I always tune in every Thursday morning. Teresa's show is a terrific show. She combines humor with really important news and shocking information, like what we're hearing about General Electric is just so disturbing. And where else are you going to find this information? Certainly not on NPR.
No.
But if you could donate right now or join up with KBOO, then you'll be doing a huge service both to your community, to this radio station, and to yourself. If you call us at 877-500-5266.
Well, and we do have some thank yous that we want to put out there for those who've donated this morning. We want to thank you, send thank yous to Brad from Gresham.
Thank Elizabeth, you, Brad.
Yeah, Elizabeth from Beaverton.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Emma from Milwaukee. Yeah. What? Come on.
8 minutes left.
Thank you.
Angela, thank you. I didn't hear the name. I just heard Milwaukee.
Angela from Portland. Go ahead.
Thank you, Angela.
And Charlene from Hood River.
Thank you, Charlene.
Well, and we know that there are plenty of you out there who tune in regularly specifically to hear Teresa's show for the important information that she puts together for you on a regular basis. She's pulling from a number of different locations as a journalist should do when they're putting something like this together, not just pulling from a regular feed such as the AP Wire or something like that. There's a lot of a lot of news programming where they're just pulling cookie cutter stuff out, but Teresa's actually digging a little bit deeper and trying to find some of those nooks and crannies that folks aren't aware of,
I couldn't agree more.
Pieces, yeah.
I think it's so important to get your information from many different sources, and I have a problem with that. There's only a few information sources I personally can access, and so I rely on Teresa to find out the information that keeps me abreast of all the what's going on in the world. And, you know, KBOO provides that service to us. So if we call 877-500-5266, then you'll be doing a great thing, and it's a great way to start the day.
Six more minutes. Need 17 more people to call. Let's keep them rolling in. Thanks. Thanks, Will.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Carlos.
Thank you.
All right. That number, 877-500-5266. And I'm going to pound that because this is how you fight back. Now, let me talk about some of the specific people who engage in this activity of screwing up the politics so that they can destroy the economy and hide billions of dollars, no, trillions of dollars offshore. Do you realize what we're talking about, you know, the U.S. deficit and the debt and the blah, blah being, oh, $1 or $2 or $3 trillion, that there are $13 to $30 trillion offshore in tax dodging accounts? That's how corrupt. That's how corrupt the U.S. Congress. That's how corrupt the executive branch is. That's how corrupt the Pentagon is. The Pentagon hides billions, trillions of dollars. Did you know that? They have their own accounts. They have so much money they could start a war and not even ask for a penny. And it's been gone on. It's been going on for a long time. The black budget started under Reagan. But let's talk about names. Let's talk about the Koch brothers. You know, we see them first. David and Charles Koch, the brothers still with Koch Industries, are among the world's biggest polluters. For starters, Bill Koch, who split off from the family company, is a world-class weirdo. This is what happens when you give people too much money. You know, when you give people so much money that they can screw up the society with it, and the society doesn't have enough to pay its bills, what do they do with their money? He devotes himself to things like building a faux Western town solely for his amusement. Oh, and he bought a $2 million photograph of Billy the Kid. ExxonMobil. Let's talk about ExxonMobil. They made by far the largest profits in the group I was referring to earlier, but they paid less than 1% in U.S. taxes, and yet they receive oil subsidies along with their tax breaks, just automatically. Free money for ExxonMobil. Unabashedly, Exxon reports a 2012 theoretical tax of $27 billion, almost 90% of its total income tax expense. But as I said, they pay less than 1%. They were among the top in contractor misconduct. You know what contractor misconduct is? That's when a company comes in, screws up your life, screws up your land. And when you say, hey, you can't do that, there are laws, they say, because they have lawyers that you will never touch. And they can drag things out way beyond your lifetime. That's contractor misconduct. Verizon. What's that word bring up for you? Verizon, as in, I got fired by Verizon. Second worst tax record. They got a refund of $48 billion in profits, and they got a refund. They didn't pay Bupkis. When did you last hear someone say Verizon? It was probably in the context of the phrase, I lost my house and I'm living in my car since I got laid off by Verizon. Let's talk people. Peter Peterson, the guy who's behind the Fix the Debt campaign. Let's fix the debt so the rich can steal Social Security. That's what it's really all about. Now he's got all this money, and he can bring all this stuff and make you all afraid that, you know, everything's going to collapse because the U.S. debt has increased. The U.S. debt has increased because of jerks like Peterson. I don't know what to say about him. I mean, he's spending millions of dollars. He is the driving force behind the Fix the Debt campaign. When you see Fix the Debt, that's not a grassroots campaign. That's Peter Peterson. He has $1.3 billion in personal assets. Let's talk about Kraft Foods. When was the last time you ate out of a little box of Kraft Foods? They received a refund from the public despite $13.5 billion in profits. $13.5 billion, that's a lot of money from macaroni and cheese. Let's talk about the Walton family. Christy Walton and her family has $28.2 billion. How? By sucking it right out of the blood of everyone who works their butts off at Walmart. You know, some of the worst work at Walmart is in the warehouses that they contract here in the United States. And their contractors work people so hard that they count on them wearing out after a few months. They drive them so hard that they began to get injuries to their backs and to their joints, and then they slow down just a little bit. They keep track of everything they do, every second, and after a while, you know, someone will pull their ankle or just get too tired or get sick, and then they're fired and they get someone else because they know that there's this army of people who are desperate for a minimum wage job. That's how you get the money. $28.2 billion for Christy Walton and her family, $26.7 billion for Jim Walton, $26 billion for Alice Walton, $26 billion for Rob Walton, $4.5 billion for Ann Walton, Nancy Walton, $3.9 billion. You know what these people, you know what these geniuses have done for the world, for the United States? They were born. And so we give them the power of empresses and emperors. By golly, I'm running out of time. And so you have 1 minute left to join Press Watch to support KBOO on this program. Of course, you can support KBOO all day and all night. You can click the tip jar on KBOO.FM. You can do whatever you want. But it would make me feel really good if you would dial 877-500-5266. Spend 3 minutes on the phone. I would like to dedicate this program to Alma. Alma was always here to answer the phones. Alma used to be, you know, she was getting into her 80s, but it was okay to hug her hard because she used to be a weightlifter. She had so much humor. She was such a joy on the phones. It was so wonderful to see her come in here. Just one of the things I really looked forward to every pledge drive. And don't get to see Alma anymore. Goodbye forever, Alma. Goodbye forever. Stay tuned for more of the incomparable Radio Zine. Coming up, Per Fagring.
San Francisco Bay Area is well known as the center for the renaissance of popular rock and roll in the 1960s and 70s. It was also the West Coast heart of traditional and acoustic music. The Good Old Persons, Kathy Kallick, Lori Lewis, Eric Thompson, Jody Stecker, and Kate Brislin are just some of the luminaries who made the Bay Area a vibrant acoustic music scene. On Friday, March 22nd, 12 noon to 3 p.m., I will be presenting a program devoted to the great acoustic San Francisco Bay musicians who are at the heart of the traditional music revival. I will have CDs by some of these musicians as thank you gifts for your essential support of community radio, KBOO. Tune in Friday, March 22nd, 12 noon to 3 p.m.
Well, good morning. This is Fight the Empire, and my name is Per Fagring. And our guest today is Mel Goodman, who for a long time was a Soviet analyst at the CIA and the State Department, a professor of international relations at the National War College, and he's now a senior fellow at the Center for International Policy in Washington and a professor of government at Johns Hopkins University. And he's written a lot of books. And the one we're going to talk about today is National Insecurity, the Cost of American Militarism. Oh, Mel Goodman, welcome to KBOO.
Hello, Per. Good to be with you.
Well, boy, this—I have to say, right from the start, this is, book is packed with a lot of information, and it's—it just seems to me, you know, the Cold War is over, but the cost of militarism keeps rising. Why is that?
Well, we had this wonderful strategic opportunity 2 decades ago, in that short period between the end of 1989 and the end of 1991, when the Berlin Wall came down, the Warsaw Pact was disbanded, and the Soviet Union was dissolved, and essentially the Cold War ended. But nothing happened in this country. There was no change. It allowed George Herbert Walker Bush to declare the United States as a unilateralist power, that we were going to have the major part of the power, international power in the world, and we weren't going to share this power with anyone and allow no rival to really challenge the United States. And then Bill Clinton came along and abolished some of the important agencies of government that dealt with diplomacy and conciliation, like the Arms Control and Disarmament Agency. And then George W. Bush came along and made the worst national security decision any American president ever made, going into Iraq in a war that was based on nothing but lies and false intelligence and tailored intelligence and items that were cut out of whole cloth. And then Barack Obama came along and said that Afghanistan is a war of necessity, which of course it wasn't, and I think it took him 3 years to realize that. And now we have to wonder, will we ever get the government back in the hands of a civilian power structure to get away from what Eisenhower warned about, which was the military-industrial complex. And in the book, I say it's a military-industrial congressional intelligence complex, and civilian leadership is going to have to assert itself to ever get this country back on the right track.
Well, why don't we start a little more with Eisenhower? It's interesting. He's famous for this warning about the military-industrial complex. And it's interesting to me is that he did this at his sort of his farewell speech.
Exactly. But there were four warnings that Eisenhower gave over his 2 terms in office. One was the last speech, the farewell speech, the military-industrial complex warning, which is what we're living with now. But early on in his first term, he gave a speech that I wish he had followed up with in terms of a major theme, and that was the Cross of Iron speech. And he basically said, when we're dealing with military spending, we're actually spending the sweat of our laborers, the genius of our scientists and our engineers, and the hopes of our children, because all of the things we put unnecessarily into military spending will mean that we can't build bridges, we can't build schools, we can't repair infrastructure. And we're certainly in that economic situation now, where this country cannot afford to do the things that it needs to do. Then the third warning was that any time you're in an environment of permanent war,